ice, snow, unsafe driving conditions. Kentucky under a state of emergency right now because of the crazy winter weather. There are some actual useful driving tips for staying home, going out and being a part of this. What we want to do is take a look at some of the best driving tips you have, but the wrong answers.
Right, what not to do when driving in a snow.
Yeah,
storm,
so what's
storm.
Your advice for driving in the snow? Wrong answers only.
Lauren, while driving, continue to watch those YouTube video reviews about which SUV you should purchase next. For sure, it'll do better in the snow and the ice, right?
That's right, that's right. Alyssa, don't use your brakes. Just stick your foot out and slide it on the ground to stop your car. It's like ice skating, but better.
It's See, like ice skating, but better.
This is the advice you should have for driving in the snow.
Wrong answers. Wrong answers. Jamie said if you start sliding, smash on the brakes and turn the steering wheel in the same direction that you're sliding.
Oh, yeah. That way you can spin around and around and it'll be fun.
Exactly. Fun fact, this is how my dad taught me how to drive in snow. Took me on this, like, old runway behind our neighborhood. My sister was in the back seat, and he's just like, all right. He made me go fast and then slam on the brakes.
See?
And then I had to, like, figure it out. Fun fact, you got to do it.
Listen.
Direction. My sister was like, woo, let's do that again. Woo!
If it's good enough for Kelly, it's good enough for you. Jenna, drive as fast as you can. Definitely slam on the brakes when you stop.
1,000%.
These are key things to know when you're driving in the snow.
That was a Jim Kay School of Driving in the Snow right there. Ripped from the curriculum. Jacqueline says never start your car and let it heat up. Just get in and go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, don't stop at red lights or stop signs. That's one of the things. But you know, honestly, we barely do that when it's good weather outside. So why stop when it's bad weather, right?
Exactly. Jamie, drive in the ditch. The road less traveled, often the better option.
Drive in the ditch.
Absolutely. Lacey, turn around in the driveways, go back downhill. Makes it a breeze to back up.
That's right. Harrison, use bald as you can tires.
Yes.
Makes it a slip and slide. You know what? If your tires are bald, that just grips the ice better, right?
Exactly.
Again, if you're listening to this, these are definite tips on how to drive in the ice and snow.
Wrong answers only.
Wrong answers only.
Rachel, break every 5 seconds and make sure you're on your phone while you're doing that.
Oh, see, you know what? That's a good, another comment on Instagram, drive in reverse the whole way so you don't get stuck.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, I guess, if you have what, front wheel drive cars?
Sure.
Okay.
Nancy says, don't worry about cleaning off your windshield. Go 90 miles an hour. That'll clean it off.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, you don't have to wipe it off.
That is actually kind of fun when you get on the highway and then the snow that's on the roof of your car goes
and goes on the car behind you. They love that.
Yeah,
they love that.
Yeah, you know, look, Rachel says break every 5 seconds. Make sure you're on your phone while doing so. You said that. A lot of drive in reverse. And drive
with reckless abandon.
Yeah, drive as fast as you can. That helps you get through the snowbanks.
1,000%. A lot of GIFs, too, that kind of like, you know, demonstrate that, always fun.
Oh, shoot. I mean, we could go over some actual tips for driving in the winter. Like,
that's
just
less fun, though.
Stay home.
That's the best advice.
Decrease the speed. Or keep a full tank of gas or use sand if tires get stuck, but that's no fun.
No, always drive with blankets and warm weather just in case you get stranded. Put some snacks in there too. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's more fun to say, you know, hey, look, why don't you, if the person in front of you is going slower, whip around them, fly by them, because you know what? You don't need to be in their dust.
Exactly. It's like, yo, you probably just don't have the right tires.
You just don't know how to drive in the snow. I do.
Exactly. Harrison suggests, you know, bald tires. Make sure you've got bald tires. It makes the slip and slide way more fun.
Absolutely. So there you go. Take it from your old pals, Ben and Kelly. Advice on driving in the snow.
Those were wrong answers, by the way. All of them. Super wrong. Don't do any of it.
I was going to say, do we have to reiterate that? Or is
that
obvious?
We probably should.